Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. Hey, I'm real excited today because today I am joined by a longtime Lifestyles Unlimited member. And if you're new to the program, it's first time catching the show, Lifestyles Unlimited was founded more than 30 years ago, very long track record, more than 30 years ago as an education and mentoring group to help you become a successful real estate investor. And I'm joined today, namely by a hugely, hugely successful real estate investor. He used the Lifestyles Unlimited model to not just become a millionaire, but a multimillionaire. Somebody really that, we may hear this from his story, had taken a bit of a financial beating just prior to joining the organization over 10 years ago and turned that around. And like I said, has now accrued a considerable net worth. And if you are interested in doing the same, you're really going to want to hear his story and really listen to what this gentleman has to say. And by the way, I'm bringing him on today because this is somebody that I will be seeing personally a few times in the coming weeks here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Seeing, hearing, and really listening to myself because, again, he has a lot to say. I don't know, David, you can tell us probably later, but you've probably helped thousands of people on their own path to financial freedom, to getting to that financial freedom through a change in mindset, understanding numbers, maybe operational stuff. So anyhow, without further ado, I am joined today, like I said, by longtime Lifestyles Unlimited member and financial freedom seminar presenter, David Fisher. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on today, Andy.
Hey, always welcome to join. This is actually my first time in 2.5 or so years doing the show to have you as a guest. Now, I've seen you on the other side as an MC at our case studies up here in Dallas, or maybe virtually on some of the case studies in other places. And of course, like I mentioned, you do the two-day financial freedom seminar. We'll get into that. My big goal, David, today is with this show is to connect with that, maybe that first-time listener just catching the program, learning a little bit about Lifestyles Unlimited. And maybe even more so that listener that's maybe been on the sidelines a little too long, been listening to the show. And I was guilty of this back in 2011. My wife and I, we listened to the program for a very long time before we got down and became members and went to the two-day ourselves. But I want to see them get out to maybe the case study you'll be hosting in Thursday in a week or so, as well as perhaps the two-day financial freedom seminar. So let's inspire these guys. And I'm excited, like I said, to have you back up in the Dallas area. Now, in the opening, I alluded a little bit to your story. Maybe you can give us a little bit of background as to what you were up to when you became a member yourself at Lifestyles Unlimited.
Sure, absolutely. So, Andy, when I joined in April 2009. So, it's about 11 years ago. And when I joined, I always hear these things Dell on the radio was telling me back then, retiring 5 years or less. I go, yeah, that's for millionaires. What about regular working class Joes like myself? Just so people know a little bit of my background, when I joined Lifestyles in April 2009, I was in the very first class that Del Wamsley taught in the San Antonio market. So I was skeptical. I was not on board right away. I'm like, is this real? How can I do this? Because I did take a financial beginning. Those of you who remember the stock market, back in April 2009, the stock market hit 6,700, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. I mean, it's 35,000 now. So could you imagine when it hit 6,700? In other words, your 401k turned into a 10K that year. I had a well-diversified portfolio. I did everything society told me. I had $500,000 in there. You know, large cap, small cap, mid cap, blended funds, overseas funds. Did everything my financial planner told me. But between 2008 and 2009, following what they taught me, that $500,000 turned into $70,000. I was financially kaput. So here I am with 70 grand. At the time, I was a Dave Ramsey fan. I'm sure you heard of him. Owned my house free and clear. Had no debt. You know, I'm a very conservative person. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I'm an ex-military guy. I'm a buy-the-book guy. I did everything society told me, and here I am with 70 grand, and there's no way I can retire now. I'm going to have to go get another job. At the time, I was a stay-at-home dad. My wife was a captain in the Air Force. She made 65 grand a year. So, guys, real people, real results. Here me and my wife were, household income, 65 grand a year. $70,000 in savings left after that stock market crash. How on earth am I going to retire in 5 years or less? But I listened to the map that Del Wamsley taught me, invested in both single-family and multifamily deals. I had no prior real estate experience. I was able to take that $70,000, fast forward till today, I turned it into over $10 million. No real estate experience whatsoever. So I'm a regular guy, just like you listening. And if you want to know, is there an alternative to whatever I'm doing, staring at those red brake lights, the car in front of me every single day? Yes, there is. You need to learn to buy back your time, stop working for your money, and start having your money work for you. And that's really what I want to get across to new people listening. It comes down to this, a simple question you should be asking. What's in it for me? Why should I do this? Can I do this? Is it possible for a regular person like myself to actually retire myself? Our goal is 5 years or less. I did it 2.5 years with no real estate experience. Everybody out there listening can do it. And I'm the one who actually takes people step by step how to do this. I teach the seminars that show them how to do this. One of the coolest things I do, Andy, in that seminar is on Saturday. I go live on the internet, and the best way I found to teach people was to actually go on the internet, find the property live in that seminar that I'm going to be teaching up there in Dallas, and we evaluate that deal as a class, and someone can buy that deal. And my goal every time I teach a class is to find the property for about 20 grand out of pocket that we could double our money, turn 100% return, 20 grand to 40 grand. Is that worth coming to a seminar to learn how to do that and teach you how to find that deal, how to evaluate that deal, and make it happen?
Yeah, I think that sounds worth it. Hey, I'm going to be in attendance there. I know there will be other people, new people that are listening. If none of them jump on that 20K house, I will certainly step up to bat.
You should. Andy, a lot of people that come to that seminar, and I teach them, you know, in San Antonio, Dallas, and Houston. I know the Dallas listeners listen today. And people actually literally buy the property I show in that seminar. And there's been times where I go, if somebody doesn't go buy this on Monday, I'm going to go buy it. You know what I do? I buy it, then I post it on Facebook, and all those people have, oh my gosh, I should take action. It's an 80-20 rule of life. 20% of you listening will step up. 80% will go back to your jobs, IRA. Don't do that. Come learn how to do it.
Yeah, don't do that. And to the 80, to the 20, to the 100% of you listening right now, stick around. We're going to head into a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to hear about what goes on at the two-day. I also want to hear about the case study, because that's more ways to get to those real-life examples of success. So stick around.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Wamsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I am joined today by a longtime member, David Fisher. And David Fisher, he's not just a member. He's a guy that gets out and about and travels all across Texas to join our membership base in our various markets at Dallas, San Antonio, Central Texas, Houston, at our case studies, and as well at our financial freedom seminars. If you caught the program before, we commonly refer to that as our two-day. We'll get a little bit into that here in just a minute. But David, you were talking about yourself, just holding yourself up as a real-life example of the type of success that anybody can have as a real estate investor. And I like watching you. I like hearing what you're up to, because we're slowly moving our portfolio from single family to some of that stuff you're doing on the multifamily side. So you, for me, are a wonderful example, as well as for everybody else. But, you know, I know when I'm exploring something new, I like to talk to as many people as I can. And we have a wonderful event that we do in our various markets called a case study. And that's a great place to really see some of those live examples. Can you tell us, what is the case study? What happens there? Because I know you've been hosting this for a very long time, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. What I love is it's real people, real results. It's regular folks, like the people listening, that came to my seminar, and now we're celebrating their success. In other words, there could be a truck driver, a police officer, people from all different walks of life showing their deal. And what I love is we make it open for them. So if you're watching for the first time, you can either watch it online or please come in person. It doesn't cost anything, guys. It's on a Thursday night. It's at 106 Decker Court. Anybody listening, send Andy an email. He'll tell you where it's at. You guys can come, and it doesn't cost anything. So why not hear stories and then ask those folks questions? How hard was it to find a renter? Hey, how much money did it cost you? Did you start with a lot of money? And you'll hear like a truck driver go, yeah, I paid $25,000 for this house. I made $50,000. I doubled my money, and I make $500 a month. That is life-changing. And, you know, it's great hearing about me. Yeah, I made this all this money. I'm worth $10 million. What about the new guy starting out? What about me? Can I do this as a doctor? Can I do this as a lawyer? I don't have enough time. Yes, you do. Everybody has time to do this, and that's where you find out about it. Because I'm going to have two single-family presenters. Maybe it's somebody on their very first house. Maybe it's somebody on their fifth house. And then we'll have a multifamily presenter, somebody either that's invested in a bunch of multifamily deals, or maybe they bought a small apartment by themselves in the Dallas area, or maybe it's, you know, a guy that brought in a bunch of partners and invested in a multifamily deal. And what's cool about that is you're like, well, that's for the millionaires. What about me? Guys, you're going to hear people's stories where that invest in these deals for as little as $25,000. It doesn't take millions of dollars to do this. It does take money. It's not a get-rich-quick thing. It's not zero down kind of thing, but it does take money. And if you have $25,000-$30,000, you could get involved.
Yeah, and just to throw out a more recent case studies, I guess, that I've attended virtually, I've heard from librarians that have gotten into this game. Like you said, a truck driver, across the board, school teacher, stay-at-home parents as well. Anybody can do this. It does take a little bit of will and the time to get out and attend some of these events to, number one, become educated, and number two, I think, become inspired. Now, you mentioned the listener. Email me, askandy@luinc.com, if you want to find out how to come to the case study, not just here in Dallas. I can point you in the right direction. If you're interested in attending one in Houston or San Antonio. And David, this is kind of new since the pandemic has come around. We've started to be able to watch the case study live virtually. You don't have to go in person. I think it's highly recommended to network and ask questions of the other people out there in the audience, but you can do that virtually from your computer, or follow us on Facebook. Those are posted live on Facebook, or subscribe to our YouTube channel. Those are posted live there as well. So great way to really see that benchmark. And David, I know you probably get into this in the 2-day financial freedom seminar, the personality types out there, right? The type A and the type B. And I get questions all the time. Again, you can email those to me, askandy@luinc.com. But I can tell if it's a type A or a type B. The type Bs are always drilling down, super hyper-focused on the numbers. Well, they get those at the case study. And then the type A's, they're a little more fluffy, ready to go, maybe more interested in that personal story. Well, you get that there as well. You're going to find somebody at that case study that is presenting that you identify with, and will help you to then take action. How long, David, have you been presenting the case study? Seems like forever.
Well, I was a member about 2 years till Dell asked me several times to come work for him. And I'm like, why would I work for somebody? You retired me. But it ends up being that giving back thing. Dell, when I first came to the seminar and learned from him, he goes, hey, if I make you a millionaire, I want you to get back and teach others people. And I'm like, yeah, we'll do that, because we thought we'd never be millionaires. But here's what happened. I became a multimillionaire, and then I learned the blessing in life for me is, you know what, if I can just show somebody else how to buy back their time. And that's why I love doing these case studies. I've been doing them since about 2011, and I just love hearing all these stories. The coolest thing in the world, you know, for me is, I don't get instant satisfaction out of this. I teach somebody to come to my seminar, but it literally takes them 2 or 3 years to really retire themselves. But 2 or 3 years later, when that teacher comes up to me and goes, Dave, last year I was teacher of the year, but guess what? I walked away from that job and I never have to work again. I just love those stories. You know, it's just, it's so cool that somebody goes, Dave, you ruined my career. I mean, think about this. I have my kid go to school for career day and they go, what's your dad do for a living? And my son, he's always funny. His name's Odin. He goes, well, my dad, he puts people in rehab, and he ruins their careers. People are like, what is he, a drug dealer? No, it's what I do. But it's funny because, you know, how cool of a job is it to ruin people's careers? They never have to work again. They buy back their time. They don't have to stare at those red brake lights in the car in front of them. You know, they don't have to do the Dave Ramsey thing. They can literally live the lifestyle they want because they own their time instead of their boss owning their time. It's just a wonderful experience.
Absolutely. And again, the case study is one place to go. And commonly what happens, I know with my wife and I, again, we joined back in 2012. We went to the free workshop, and you can find out about that if you prefer. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. It's an hour and a half. It's an introduction to lifestyle, so you understand who we are and real estate investing in general terms. From there, we went to a number of case studies, and we were like, oh, this is it. We got to do this thing. So then we became members, Financial Freedom Program members, and started to go to those two-day seminars. And that's what I want to get into now as well. Again, you'll be up here in Dallas on, I guess, what is that, the 11th for the case study. And again, to the listener, we have those going on in multiple markets. You can reach out to me or check our website for more information. But following that case study a couple of days later, we'll start that two-day financial freedom seminar. Now, same question. You've been doing the case study for a very long time. When did you start teaching the financial freedom seminar?
Again, it was in 2011. I never planned on teaching this seminar, but, you know, Dell was going through cancer at the time. He needed somebody else to teach. And he wanted somebody that was like him that cared about people. He tried to hire a bunch of these multimillionaires that did all these apartments, but all they wanted to talk to was other millionaires. But then he saw me helping a guy buying his first house or his big apartment. I didn't get paid for it. I worked for Lifestyles for a year and a half for free, just helping people because it was so much fun. And he goes, Dave, can you teach with me? And that's why I ended up starting teaching. And man, it is just the greatest feeling. I love teaching that seminar. It's just so cool. Even if you just come to that seminar and you bought one house and you invested 20 grand, you make $500 a month. Hey, what would that $500 do for you and your family? Because that's what's in it for you. Is if I can just make $500 a month, that might pay your gas bill, your electric bill. Off of 20 grand, that's $6 grand a year tax-free. That would be life-changing for you.
Absolutely. There was a good show last weekend. David Ruzicka, one of our Saturday radio hosts, interviewed Nicole, one of our new single family mentors. And she talked about how she improved from an investor before Lifestyles Unlimited in single family till after, how those numbers significantly improved. So yeah, if it's one house, two, three, you can really take away a big change in your life. So hey, stick around. We're going to hear more about that seminar when we come back.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
I'm joined today by David Fisher. He's going to be up here in my neck of the woods in the Dallas-Fort Worth area next week. He's going to be hosting the case study on Thursday the 11th, and then he'll stick around and teach the two-day financial freedom seminar on Saturday and Sunday. That's the 13th and 14th. And I know you're going to be in other markets doing the same around Texas, but I'm in Dallas, and I've actually registered, David, to join you this weekend for the two-day financial freedom seminar. And I'm excited about this because my wife and I, we've been single family investors forever, and we are shifting into multifamily. In fact, we've gotten into a few passive deals, but we're looking for that independent rental owner deal. And we may talk about what that means, just small multifamily that we take down by ourselves. So I'm really excited to learn from you, because I know that's one of the things you've done. You've done single family, you've done multifamily, you've done that independent rental owner deal. So I know we'll hear about that. And if you don't mind, just broadly for the new listener, because again, I want to connect with that first time listener or somebody that hasn't taken action yet, hasn't been to a case study, hasn't been to this financial freedom seminar. If they sign up and come out on that weekend, what can they expect?
Yeah, that's a great question, Andy, because, you know, if I'm listening for the first time, like, what's in it for me? Why should I do this? Why Lifestyles? What are they? But if you're listening for the first time, what is Lifestyles really? It's about buying back your time. But how do we do it? Through both single family and multifamily investment. And you're saying, well, why should I do that? That sounds scary to me, real estate. Well, if you learn how to do it step by step and somebody holds you by the hand, anyone can do it. And the reason we pick real estate, I really want to get into that before I go into what all's taught in the seminar, is we want something that'll survive an up and down market during all these crazy times, even during the pandemic, we made money. I'll go deeper into that in the next segment, but I want you to understand that it's a necessity, it's not a luxury. So even during the pandemic, we made money. That's the first thing you need to know. But I'm going to teach you that weekend of why we do rentals over the other type of real estate out there, how to find, how to locate, how to evaluate deals, both single family and multifamily, how we could do partnering, how you can get involved. What if you're really busy and you don't have much time? Can I do this? Of course, I break that all down. And then I want to make sure I compare it to what you're doing now. Compare it to your 401k, your IRA, your TSP, your 403b, all the letters of the alphabet. There is no other asset class that can compare to what we teach you at Lifestyles. Why? Because we make money five different ways. There's equity capture, there's cash flow, there's tax benefits, there's principal pay down. All these things I'm going to go through and break it down at a simple level that everyone can understand it. It outdoes everything else out in the market, up or down, and we're still making money. And I'm going to teach you not how to pay full price for properties, how we're going to buy them at a discount, how to buy HUD homes, foreclosures, stuff like that. I break it down and show you live in the class how to do it. I mean, it's going to be outstanding. One of the biggest fears of people is how hard is it to find a resident, somebody to live there, how to screen that resident. I will break it all down that everybody can understand it and everyone can do it. And we throw our politics out the window. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat. Everyone can do this. How we can survive no matter what administration's in there, how we make great rate returns. And it's a lot of fun. I'm not politically correct when I teach it. I make it fun. I tell jokes throughout the weekend because it's 16 hours of high impact, intense information. But everybody who goes through that seminar by the end of that weekend will be able to go out there and invest in real estate on Monday, even if they had no prior experience. I had no experience prior to that, and yet that's exactly what I did when I joined Lifestyles.
Well, hey, if you're going to go online and find a house for a good price that's a good deal and present that to the audience, there's no reason why at least one person shouldn't, right? Of course, everybody will be able
to. Exactly. The biggest thing is by the end of it is the skeptics, the naysayers, and I was one of those. I'm like, dude, I am conservative. I don't believe anything this guy's saying. I'm like, I don't drink, smoke, do drugs. I told you that. I'm a very straight-edge military guy. There's got to be a chink in this guy's arm. This can't be real. But as you listen to this throughout the weekend, and I want you to ask questions, guys, you're going to be skeptical. I was skeptical. It's how we are. But I do trust my own instincts. You know, when you ask questions, and I'm very transparent, I literally will go on the internet, and you go, hey, Dave, you said you bought this product. I will show you the HUD statements of what I bought it for, what I sold it for. I am an open book on anything I've done because I was that skeptic, and that transparency is what won me over with Dell. And I do that now with my students, show them everything I did, how I made this happen, and how you can do it as well.
And speaking of that level of transparency, we are very open with numbers as an organization. That goes back in part to that Thursday night case study. Now, they're not getting down to the HUD one or the close, you know, the settlement statement and that level of detail, but we are seeing returns. We are seeing the cash they put into the deal. We are seeing that cash on cash return. If you're that type B numbers guy that has to have that number, right? We are seeing how much equity they've captured through the deal. You mentioned the five ways we make money with houses. You see those numbers at the case study. It is a very open book. Now, you, David, you will get into a lot more detail, obviously, as part of that two-day seminar. And I'm curious, now you mentioned you're conservative, you're a skeptic. Was your wife with you at the two-day, or is this something you had to then sell downstream after you became convinced?
No, absolutely. I always say, hey, go as a couple, go as a team, go together. My wife wanted nothing to do with Lifestyles at first. She was a captain in the Air Force. She was a nurse. She loved her job. She was passionate about the military. She goes, you do this real estate stuff, I'll just support you. But what happened was, eventually, 5 years later, she decided to get involved. In other words, I already retired us. We had all this real estate. But then finally, she started getting involved, and boom, she was a firecracker, too. All of a sudden, now we own 39 different apartments throughout the state of Texas, and my wife runs them all. So here's a nurse with no real estate experience, and all of a sudden, she's running all these apartments. So it's amazing. Maybe not at first she wanted to do it, but she supported me through it. I did all that, and then there was a point where we were making so much money that we both totally decided not to do our careers anymore and to just real estate full time. And, you know, she could have walked away a lot sooner, but she loved the idea of serving her country. That was her thing. So, you know, what's cool, though, is when you have enough money coming in, Andy, that you don't have to work anymore, and your boss goes, hey, you got mandatory overtime. You go, you do, I don't. You have the power to say no. Yeah. Most people don't have that power.
I'll tell you, David, I still, you know, it's a choice. It becomes an option at that point. And your wife exercised that option for as long as she felt she wanted to until she was like, you know what, I'm done. I'm ready to move on to something else. Great. I continue to exercise that option as well. I'm enjoying dual income, working part-time, as it were, but fully dedicated to the real estate side because I like what I do. At some point, if that changes, I have that option lined up. I'm out. Right, without giving yeah. that a second thought. So it's a beautiful thing. And I can tell you during the pandemic when everybody around me was sweating bullets, no sweat to be seen. So it's a wonderful thing. It really lets you live a very stress-free life, essentially. And I'm curious, thinking back to the two-day seminar when you attended, as you sat through that course, you were trying to break down those walls that you had as a skeptic. Were there any big aha moments? I know Dell will ask on his interviews about the aha moments. What were the big ones for you that helped you get over that hurdle?
The biggest thing for me that I just couldn't believe the idea of doubling my money. I'm like, there's no way you can make 100% return. There's just no way. That's just not realistic. I've been through stocks. I've been through my IRA, my TSP. You know, I'm ex-military. There's no way. But literally in my very first deal, I turned $3,000 to $29,000. I mean, that was like huge for me. My first apartment deal, you know, I turned $200,000 into $1.2 million. I mean, those are like insanely high returns, but even if I could only have doubled my money, I would have been more than happy. Even if I've only made an 8% return, I would have been more than happy. We make 8 to 30% return on every deal we do. I teach people how to double their money on every single deal. You know, if you do it correctly, if you do it the right way, there's no tax in real estate. That's what won me over. When I saw, you know, following the IRS code, doing everything the right way, the legal way, you could pay no taxes. I mean, that just blew me away. I'm so used to having to pay in taxes, and here, all of a sudden, I'm not paying taxes anymore. The other year, me and my wife, Karen, we made over $2 million in 1 year. I mean, that was life-changing, going from $65,000, you know, back when my wife was a captain, to making $2 million in 1 year. I thought I'd owe a bunch of taxes. Guess what? I got back $28,000 that year. God bless the IRS. I love the IRS, if you do it correctly.
Wonderful. Hey, great, great numbers. And you're right. You've described a few home runs there that you hit out the gate. That's great. I've done a lot of singles over my time, a few home runs here and there, but that's really what lines you up for success ultimately is consistency, right, throughout the game. And that's going to get you to home plate. So we're going to head into our final break. When we come back, David, let's explore some of those hurdles that you have observed and help break down in other people at the 2 day.
Dell Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I am joined today by David Fisher. And I wanted to bring David on because he will be here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Now, I know you may be listening in Central Texas or in Houston. He'll be in your area as well. David, you do make the rounds. I can't imagine the miles you're logging getting around to our Texas markets. And by the way, we do our case studies online. You can see those online virtually if you're outside of Texas. We do our financial freedom seminar that we've been talking about nationally as well. You can see that virtually. You can attend in person and out of state and a few other places as well. But a good entry point for anybody that's new to the program, hasn't taken that first step, is simply coming to the case study and hearing those stories. And David, we talked a little bit about that in an earlier segment. If you missed that, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab. You can catch our podcasts there. It's a good place to begin to break down those mental hurdles that you have. And then, David, if they wind up joining you at the Financial Freedom Seminar, that two-day, boy, you'll just really help tear down those hurdles at that point. And I'm curious, over the years, you've been doing this for a very long time, what are some of those big mental challenges, mental hurdles that people put up to stop themselves from entering this game, becoming a successful real estate investor?
A lot of people have different things. A lot of people think, well, I don't have enough money to do it. I only got 30, 40, 50 grand to work with. Only millionaires can do this. No, that's not true. Remember, when I started, I had 70 grand to work with. Real people, real results. Regular folks like you. So money's not an object. Now, it is an object. If you only have like 5 grand to work with, it's not going to work for you. It takes more money to invest. But if you have 50 grand, 30 grand, 70 grand, 100 grand, half million, you can do this. So that's one obstacle that people run in. A biggest thing really is fear, though. People are scared. They never did real estate before. The only house they ever bought is the one they live in. You know, they hear the stories, toilets, tenants, and taxes, because they're hearing it from people that were not successful at it. Lifestyle's been doing this for 30 years. We take you by the hand and literally walk you through this process so that anyone can do it. Because we have the process for 30 years, it is so simple how to do it. We learn to build a team around us. We're not doing it by ourselves. We have contractors doing everything for you. You never lift up a hammer. You pay people to do this. Another focus is time. You're an engineer. You're a doctor. You make $500,000 a year. I got to replace $500,000 a year. I can't do that on a house of $500 a month. Hey, guys, multifamily. Make great rates of return. Very little involvement. All you do is you get a check once a quarter. So I'll break down different ways that you can do this. And by the end of that weekend, you'll say, well, this is the right path for me. No two people in that room are identical. Everyone has different fears. Everybody has different goals. Everybody doesn't even know what their goals are when they first come in there. But by the end of that weekend, you'll hammer out a map and say, you know what? Here's light at the end of the tunnel. I can actually buy back my time so I don't have to stare at those brake lights in front of you. Everybody listening has different amounts of money to work with. You know, some people have 25 grand, some people have 100 grand. But the one thing we all have in common listening, guys, is time. 24 hours a day, 365 days a week, 525,600 minutes. The question is, what do you do with your time now? Most of you are working a job for someone else to make them wealthy or the corporation wealthy, or paying off your student loans, whatever. What if you can learn, spend 16 hours with somebody that could show you how to buy back that time, one house at a time, one apartment at a time, that you can have control of your life for the first time? And 70% of all millionaires come from real estate, so isn't that something you should learn more about? And that's what I want to break down for you, how that regular people like you listening can do this. You don't have to have any real estate experience. I will show you literally how to do it every step of the way. Everybody comes in there a skeptic. By the end of that weekend, they're all out there ready to buy houses on their own. On Monday, I show you every step of the way, how to screen those residents, how to buy the property, how to evaluate the deal, how to work with lenders, every step of the way, how to do a lease. All that is in my seminar, step by step. You'll know how to do it by the end of the weekend.
Yeah, it's very operational stuff that you get into for those that want to self-manage. And I, David, still self-manage my single-family houses. There's just not a lot to it. And quite frankly, I enjoy that part of it. But that is where a lot of fears generate, because people don't know how. Well, how just describes a skill set. You can learn any skill set if you put some time to it and have a good teacher. Well, you've got a good teacher right here in David. Now, thinking about those hurdles, though, we've experienced an amazing, and really I intend that as a negative, a strange time, I guess, over the past year and a half. What sort of feedback have you gotten from the seminars or maybe elsewhere as to real estate investing and the pandemic and coronavirus and everything we've been through? Has that become a major hurdle that you've had to break down?
Absolutely. You know, when we first went, I had to go virtual. Before, I was always teaching live in person. Well, now I'm talking to a camera for 16 hours. It was crazy. But so people have the fear of like, oh my gosh, everybody tighten their pocketbooks. What's going on? The reason Lifestyles is so powerful is 30 years ago, our founder, Del Walmsley, came up with a map that worked even during the pandemic. He didn't know it at the time, but rule number one was never lose money. How do we never lose money? Well, if you do real estate correctly, the way that I will teach it, we're only buying what? Rental property. Well, listen, if you're listening today, everyone needs a place to live. It's not a luxury item. You know, we're not flipping houses. We're not buying high-end stuff. So we do rentals. Now, you think about this. During the pandemic, you were only allowed to go to two places. Where were they? Walmart and your job. And that was only if you're an essential worker. Well, what do? We do rental real estate. We don't do the high-end stuff. We don't do the low-end stuff. We do the middle-class stuff. So who is our renter? The middle class. That's your essential workers. So while everybody else was stuck at home, couldn't go to their jobs, those essential workers, those police officers, those military people, you know, the nurses, people who worked at Amazon, that's my renter. This is why even during the pandemic, we made money. We bought more property during the pandemic than any other year at Lifestyles. Now, I'm from the Central Texas office. I live in San Antonio, but I teach in Dallas. I teach in Houston. We bought more apartment communities just in San Antonio alone. 50-plus apartment communities that my members bought during the pandemic. And we did not bat an eye at it. We still made great rates of returns, 8%, 10%, 100% returns during the pandemic. And that's one of the cool things we're doing at Case Studies right now. We're showing deals that people bought during the pandemic to get them over the fear. So if we can buy during the pandemic, if we can make money during the pandemic, the worst economy ever, you can do it as well. And that's what I teach you how to do.
Yeah, that's good stuff. When everyone's running in one direction, you need to run the other. Everybody is putting their head into the sand and afraid and had fear. And our investors, our members at Lifestyles Unlimited, they've been educated. They've been taught by you. They've attended all of the online seminars and in-person seminars pre-pandemic, but had that baseline, had that understanding of the model to where they could apply it in this very extreme situation to tremendous success. Everyone else is running away, and we were able to jump in and take advantage of that situation. And I would strongly encourage the listener, look, we're getting ready to wrap up the year, the second year of the pandemic at that. And it's a really good time to start to focus on goals. What am I going to do in the coming year? What are my goals? What are my targets? And in order to achieve those targets, if it is focused on real estate, if you want to do what David is talking about today, retire in 5 years or less, you need to start to put things into place. And it's a good idea to have those things in place as you enter that new year. Don't wait till 2022 to get to the case study, to get to the free workshop or the financial freedom seminar. Take action now so that you can really start to line up very concrete goals. And again, David, you mentioned it earlier. Just send me an email to askandy@luinc.com if you're interested in attending the case study here in Dallas in person or any of the other markets. Just let me know and I can get you connected with that. Speaking of goals, David, what's on your radar? What's coming up?
Well, I'm excited for the case study coming up this Thursday. Guys, it's 6 to 8 p.m. Come out there, hang out with me and Andy. I think Andy will be there as well.
I sure will.
And after I'm done doing my speech, after we hear about all the members, afterwards, a bunch of us go out to like Yard House or something near there in Irving, and we all hang out. Hang out with me. Break bread with me. Ask me questions, even after that free case study. Come do that. My goal right now is I have 39 different properties I'm trying to unload so I can double my money again. I want to turn $10 million into $20 million in the next 2 years, and I will do it because I'm setting what? A goal. If you don't sit there and put pen to paper with purpose, it doesn't happen. Write down your goals and act on them, and that's how it happens.
Wow, $10 million to $20 million in the next couple of years. And David, I don't have any doubt you'll do it. Like I said, I'm always excited to be around successful people yourself, many other members at Lifestyles Unlimited. Not everybody's out there as a face as David is, but that's another great thing, by the way, about the case study. I go there and I talk to people, and sometimes you don't even know you're talking to a multimillionaire. They're throwing tips and tricks your way, and you should be listening and absorbing, and there's no better place to do that like the case study. The only other place that I can think of, David, is the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. We had that in Irving. We've got one coming up next year as well in 2022 in Houston. But that's not so much the focus. You should set a goal to be there as well. It's going to be in March of 2022, but also a great place to absorb education, to absorb information, and meet those investors. But get started now. Like I said, don't wait till the new year to get moving. David, any parting words for that listener that's on the fence right now? What would you tell them to do?
I mean, it doesn't cost anything. Come to their free workshop or come visit me Thursday at the case study. Talk to me. Hear the people's stories. Make your decision then. You know what I mean? Hear real people, real results. You could do it as well. Starts one house, one apartment. You got this.
Yep. David will be there. I will be there. Let's talk. Let's hear your story. Let's hear those goals. And let's get moving. So, David, thanks so much for joining me today. I know you're super busy. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.